Rabbi Schwartz
is entering the conference.
Hello, is there anyone on the conference call? Problem in all of the Dinim and Hilchos Mida about the question of the woman has a makah. That's the lashon that was mentioned in the Gemara. Now, how does the Gemara bring this into play? It's talking about another, I'll call it a very unfortunate situation, where in the halachas of Mida, Raya Dam Matzah Tashmish, that the woman is there having relationships, and every time there is that relationship, she seems to see Dam. There's Dam. So the Gemara goes right to it. And that's on the Chayom of Days in the Sefer Nida. And that's where the Gemara is talking about it. If it happens, one, she tries to inspect herself and so forth, tries to get, after that, gets clean. And then it happens again after the physical relationship. And then they do it again the third time. So after the third time, the Gemara says there, it seems very severe, there has to be a get. It seems that there's established a hadaka that's the way of Amat and Tashmish. This is caused by a physical thing. In fact, some of the hezbir on that, that's intimated some of the Rishonim and the Chachamim also pointed out, that it might be akin to like a Vestas Aguf. Vestas Aguf are described in Gemara, for example, there's a case where a woman does certain athletic or physical activity. Kops of the horse. She jumps and it causes a flow or so forth. So if she doesn't do that, then you'd be on your safe. So here, this can't be avoided. I mean, it's part of the marriage, it's the issues of marriage. So maybe the physical intimacy of this is causes. It's like a Vesta Saguf, and there's no way, and they're not bringing in at this point in the Gemara, they don't talk about any doctors, any raping, any else. They say she married another man. She gets a get, marries another man. Let's say it happens a second time. And then, three times again. And it happens a third time. Three times. Once it happens a third time, there, he says she can't get married until there's a preliminary total inspection, which the Gemara talks about how she can try to find out perhaps what the cause is, and the Gemara even answers the question, why didn't they do that the first time? They say, well, they didn't want to get involved into the idea of the kircha of an inspection of a special type of the dika or so. Let her marry another man. Why would that do? Because the intimacy of one, Gemara uses a sort of euphemistic expression, it's low quality bore shovels. Not all the physical parts of the individual is the same. What could be for one might cause that. Maybe the second one it won't be. The same thing with the third one. And then the Gemara says, why don't we do this after the first action, before you get to three? So the Gemara responds, low quality shovels. There are different efforts might have been exerted that might have caused this physical reaction. So that's the context, the background, which I just ran through quickly. I mean, it pays, of course, you go through that Gemara. Yeah, but then the Gemara brings in, for basically for the first time, Gemara brings in if the woman, in Yesh Maka, now it doesn't say that the woman says anything. In Yesh Maka, the Eisa Imaka. Let's say that we know ordinarily that Dam Nida comes from the Rechem, comes from the Maka. I mean, from a physical standpoint, at certain times, at least at certain times in a month, the walls of the uterus are filled up with that dam, and then it breaks, and that causes the menses. That causes the blood flow. That's what happens. That's a normal physical happening to any healthy woman. That's not something out of the ordinary. That's the way it's supposed to be. And when that stops, then we have the whole union of nida, counting, so forth and so on. So what happens if there's a maka? If they're in the womb, we're not talking about outside the womb first. It could be because there's a difference in the physiology, of course, between what we call the vaginal area and the actual uterus, the uterine area. So, of course, if it was in the vaginal area before the womb, that's definitely a womb, that's definitely a maka. It can be determined, as you see there, so that's not dam nida. That's dam maka. But the main problem is, supposing there's dam coming from a maka in the wall of the rechem. That's where the problem is. So actually, in principle, conceptually, the dam maka is not dam nida. And if you can ascertain, as we go along here, that is dam maka, not dam nida, the woman is taught. It's like woman. I think gynecologists and others deal many times with women that have bleeding at different times that might be caused by a fibroid tumor. There are tumors sometimes in the wall of the rechem, of the uterus, which can be surgically removed. They have to watch this very carefully. It should not develop into some type of malignancy, whatever it is. But if it's that, that's a dam from a maka. So here, now let's look at the machaber. Simin Sifei. And yes, maka the eisa mokum, kelim the dam makosha. If there's a maka, now it doesn't say who says. If there is, it seems, this is kufay zayin, sheep cotton hay. In yes, maka the eisa mokum, kelim the dam makosha. Because after going through this very difficult asik of a raya machmas tashis, maybe as the physical contact has caused that eruption from a maka, from a wound inside the uterine cavity, and that's dam nida, that's dam maka. So that would not make the husband and wife, you know, usher to each other. The in dam maka, so here there's another thing. In dam makasa mishuna midam riyasa. Now, if we know, if it happens to be after inspection, whatever it is, that the dam coming from that wound looks different than the ordinary dam of nida, so under those circumstances, he's saying, ain't in tailing the dam makasa. But what he means is this, that it seems after the mice of tashmish, there's dam. Every time, raya dam makas tashmish. But if the dam looks like a regular dam nida, it doesn't look like a dam maka, we can't be tailored in a dam maka. Because basically, it would be different. That's the point. Now, the whole question is, how can we ascertain, and that's what the Shach and Taz sum up, how can we that be ascertained about the shinuyim of that? Who's the inspector of that? Of course, we will immediately say, go to a doctor. But talking from the standpoint of Chazal, and later, if there's time, we have to discuss a very important thing that comes out here from the Tushkin, especially in the Achreinim, about the namonis of raping, of how much do we rely on physicians to make a determination and how they make a determination. This is a major shaila, not only by dinim of nida, it's a shaila in other areas of tayla. In fact, in many different areas where we do rely on raping, is it the same here or is it not the same here? We'll see that shortly and that'll be mentioned. But right now, they're talking in the most, call it, pristine aspect of it. How do we know that it's a question of Nishuna? Who makes the statement? Who is able to determine the difference of it? So if you look, brief look in the Taz, there, it's C test. Ein dam ma kosher mishuna. Hatur de shema rosh. Yemin atzam teilun leima. Sheina mishuna. Normally, we would say the dam looks the same. Achi avoda loyonu shehu mishuna. That we know that it's different. Meaning that if we know that it's different, we can't say that any dam coming from that area is dam maka. Because it doesn't look like dam maka. As long as we know that there's a difference. Then he says, Shumashuna, first he says, Al pi chokham, shi yira shneim. Well, chokham has to see it. Chokham probably means a balharom, who's that able to know. But then he makes a statement, the almost contradictory. Yukul call other lahakh. Anybody can notice the difference in daimin zelazer, they're similar. The hiksha beishezus, the divre atur seishin zelazer, the tira. The tzila causes shame service on Mason Klaw. You don't have to make a physical comparison, take what she knows is dam either, and this dam that came as a result of this physical act and compare it. He said, you don't have to do that. If you know, if see somehow when you know that it's different, you don't have to make a birur, a what we call a hands on birur of whether it's different or not. So what is the prisha? Answers the tears, the preachers in Shneim Lefonov, the Nezer Lekur. In other words, if we have both types of Dam before us, so then we just can't ignore it and say, I know that it's different. You have to actually look at it. It's a concept, the Ika Lezrure. If there's a possibility of being Mavarit, we can't just say that most the Dam of that sort at that time is a Dam Maka. We can't do that. And the Yorubay point. Kaven she'efshel ebruri, since it's possible to be mevara that. And that's what the chen kosu be'sheshu v'achreinim. And actually, that's what the Taz, I'm sorry, I said that, skipped to the shot. Efshel ebruhol odom yukhu levara reisei, v'nochanu. Now, what's the raya that where you have a possibility of being mevara something, although I might know on a general halachic cloud, that you don't have to, because in the first sin in the Yerudea. The first sin in the Yerudea was talking about, Gam came to Shimana, the whole Hecher, Shashaycha, the Foneinu, Lo Amin and Rey Matsui and Mumchain. Because many times, by Shita, and we don't know who made the Shita on the animal, talking not the way things are done today, but the way they come in times of Chazal, and it looks like there was a Shita over here. So we say those people that are being metapol, that are dealing with shchita, rave of them know what they're doing. Rave metzuyin eto shchita mumchinei. You can rely on it. But if there's a possibility of a sheikhet, the sheikhet that did that, we can ask him, did you check this? Did you do this or that? It seems to be maybe, well, what happened? So on those circumstances, we have a kiyat of imavara. So he's saying the same thing is, if you have the possibility of comparing the color, the consistency, whatever it is, of the dam, one way or another, so we have to do that. That's the point. Otherwise, you'd say we'd have to rely on the principle that we don't have to worry about it being different or not. That's what the point that is making. Now, so Rashi, I mean rather the Ramur, says here the following. The whole there, the Isha Shiyeshwa Vet Kavua. Now, first of all, we're talking about a woman that has a regular time of menses, a Vet Kavua, when she sees this. In other words, what happened in this case was, she had a Vet Kavua, she counted the proper counting of days, she went to the mikveh. When she went and had a relation with her husband, Royadam Makhis Tashmish. So now, if it's determined, and he doesn't say exactly how it's determined yet. The judge, he states it like it says in the Gemara. In yesh maka. If there's a maka, tell him the dam maka. So he's saying that's talking about where a case where the woman is very regular. So you can't ascribe the dam that took place now, maka tashmish, to something from the vest. This is unusual. So that really makes us more to lean on the fact that must be some sort of a matter there. The Oz Yechayim and Ritvay Shalo b'shas vesta b'makos. You can be clear on that. Apalti, she'eni yadat, although she doesn't know for sure, that's an important point, b'vadei she'makosa hoti yadat. And that subject, that's a machlekes in the Rishonim, is whether, I mean, like a woman could say, and we'll talk later also, woman has pain sometimes in those areas. So the question, if he has pain, must be there's something wrong there. She has some sort of a maca, some sort of infection, whatever it is. But the question is, she doesn't know for sure whether that type of maca produces a type of discharge. That's the dam maca, not the dam nida. And that's what he's saying here, because there's some pasukim that old, that she must know somehow that the dam, whatever is discharged, is coming from the maca. Then we can take it away from the possibility of being dam nida. That's the point that he's stressing here. That's what the Ramah pasukim. Now, where does this psak come from? The Ramah's maca is that, he says, is the Piske Mari. Actually, that is would be the Tumas HaGeshem, or Sinan Men Zion, or Ragor Shari Dura. These are Paschim towards the, you would call them the later Rishonim, right before the full situation of the Achrein. The Chainin Ein Lo Vetz Kavur. Now, suppose he does have a Vetz Kavur. If he doesn't have a Vetz Kavur, how do we know that this is that this might be Dam Maka? Maybe she has an uncertain vest. It changes all the time. He says, well, who's Tufik? So now you have a Tufik. This is where there's a tumult from the Achrenim on this. Who's Tufik? Him a Dam Bo Min HaMaka O Min HaTzodim. Did the Dam come from the Maka, which would make it Dam Nida, or does it come from the sides? In other words, from an area that is not to be considered Dam Nida. It's Talidin the Maka. We can be tailor that it could be a Maka. How? Mikayev Sveik Sveika. You know, there's a cloud all the time, Sveik Sveika is Lahatya. That's all. You have a whole section in Kuf Yud in here in First Taylor Yerudea of all the genome of Sveika, especially with the shock and the clawing of Sveik Sveika. So the Ramah says, what's the Sveik Sveika here? That. So, of course, generally the qual is that in the Lumbus all the time, they say fake fake is like rice. It's a dean in rice. In other words, if we talk about law of probability. So that if you have this double suffix, it's most probably the way the rice is going, where lahatir. And what's the fake faker? Let's see if it stands up. First of all, he says suffix, mean I'm sorry, no, mean I'm up. First place, you don't know where it's exactly coming from. And when I talk about a very internal medical examination here, we don't know where this dam is coming from. It's not at the time, but it's a fake faker. It comes from the side from the marker. The ink tints the lining in a marker, even if it comes from the actual uterine cavity, shemahu min a marker. Maybe it's from a marker. So there you have the fake faker. But avalim yadua shabob in a marker, but if we know exactly that it is coming from the marker, Apotisha, even if there is a marker, the marker, ain't a tail of the marker, in ain't law vest kavua. She doesn't have a vest kavua. It's a vest chain, so that's the dam from the vest. What do they need it? Elam chain, yodaz bevadai. And here's what it says, where she knows for sure, shemotia, shemakosa motia dam, that the marker produces the dam. So that was under that case, we rely on what she would say. Of course, they challenge the fake faker. In fact, the discussion of how the fake faker is challenged, if you have the, just to make it easier for us to understand why some say that this fake faker doesn't stand up to the principles of fake faker. You know, the principle of Sveik Sveika, which they learned mostly out from the first, in the first parish of Sulis, about Sveik Sveika and so forth, there some Sveik Sveika has to be, that has to be Mahapach. That if you turn it around, the Sveik Sveika is not going to hold out. Like, But here, what's the safe thing here? Let's attempt to do it. Sufik, where is Minat Dodin, which would be Mutter, Sufik Minat Bakr, which be Yotzer. The Intim Salona Minat Bakr, maybe it's Minat Makr. So now turn it around. Maybe it's from the Makr, maybe it's from the Makr. The Intim Salona is from the Makr, so what, you can't go any further. Once it comes from the Makr, you're past all the idea, you went past the Makr. So what are you going to be tailored on? So it's not a straight faker that might be Mahapa. Or, what?
There's a thing that's
shame on his tablet. Yeah, well, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan also says the same thing. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, spells it out. Yeah, the it's not like a regular straight faker. The Aruch HaShulchan, in this simon, under his seifim of Nun Vav, he says that the Fi Dato, he's talking here about I'm reading well from the Aruch HaShulchan, you see how he's going to handle this case. Yeah, Nun Vav. You have it, Nun Vav? Nun Vav. The Fi Dato. Came who? He's saying, and this he discusses the problems with the Sveik Sveika, and he responds to it. It appears to Arthur Kainu, Yezeshe Kilo Chachomim, Lidlei Zamaka, Yesh Lepomim Shetelim, Atkish Ein Yedim Shemakosim Oti Adam. Because we're not sure where the Dam is. Does the Dam actually produced by the Maka? Person can have a wound, but it doesn't ooze. Like in many kinds of wounds, it gets infected, it oozes pus, it uses as a discharge. We don't know that yet. Yesh lefonim shesor lezaz dafke shemakosim atziyadam. Ketra. Segein sheyesh od kula lehamaka. Kamo sheyesh lo vest v'ni, sheyesh, as he said, kamo sheyesh lo vest kavua. She has a vest kavua. So that makes it, that's going lakula, because now's the time when it's not a vest kavua. So you can't be failing the vest. And the ato hu shalod v'shaz vesta. She has a cheshkes tav, so then she has a cheshkes tav. Well, Tila Eilo Vetskavu, he's really repeating what the Ramo is saying, but she has a fake faker. The fake faker are deeper than chazoka. The fake faker is stronger than a chazoka. That's in clothing all the time. Yeah, basically, if you say fake faker is like a rave, and you have a chazoka, ruba the chazoka, ruba odi. That's the cloud. A rave is stronger than a chazoka. That faith breaker who is the following? Shame you do a mocha mamaka, emu the mocha of its brother. That's the first topic. The opposite of the lechela hakol shem echad. There's the thing that you ma'ela, that shem ain't as hot as all one thing. The mali emu mitzvodi of a mocha. Say, da maka hu. The ain't there lach sofik echad. The emes hits you all of Cain, that's the shach. Akva bilu has veiling, the avi faith breaker gomer. The suffix echad matter yesh mechaber. One suffix is stronger than the other. Dim yad gadim gam hadam is tor. The im me hamaker veisha tahera v'adam tamei. That's a hecha pisa. How is it possible that the woman could be tor? He means tor to a husband, but the dam could be tamei. The gabidin of tumah v'tahara, and that goes in the whole machlekes brought a couple of places. Here in the Eden, one of them is right there on that daf on Samach Vav, where they bring up this idea of the Makar. There's a Machlekes where the Makar, Mekemei Tomei, or Mekemei Tor. In other words, if any type of Dam passes through the Makar, whether it's Dam meter or not, according to the Man Domer that says, Makar, Mekemei Tor, that Dam would be Tor. But according to the Man Domer that says that Mekele is Tomei, so any dam that goes through, it doesn't care where it comes from, that means somehow it comes polluted. It's Tomei. But that doesn't enter into the situation as far as the Isha Labaira. Because if it's a real Dhamma, if it's actually a Dhammaka, the fact that Mekayla Tome does not make it Tome Lagabi, which is the Isha more, to the husband, rather than Etzem Deen of Tuma. That's why many times is the whole discussion in our training, what the Deen of Diga, is that a Deen in Tuma, or is that a Deen in an Erva, or so forth. And one of the strange things is, it's a sort of an anomaly, that our training quotes a Kuzari. The Kuzari calls the Deen of Nida not a Deen in Tuma the Tahara, it calls like a Deen of Erva, or so forth. They all quote it. Rabbi Yosef Engel has such a discussion just on that Deen in the Sefer Der Etz von der Eisha, talking about what is the Deen of Nida, the Deen in Tuma or the Deen in Isha. So here it comes to the fore. It's a Deen in Isha, Lagabe, the husband. So the fact that Malka and Mekhaim Osame will not affect that. It's the fake is going to be good. That's what he's saying. That Ima Malka Haisha, Haisha Tehul, Adam Tome, the Kaima Malka Mekhaim Osame. The Gam Ein Risho, you can't ask any Shaila, the fake is there, Ein Masapa. You can't turn it around like I illustrated before. Shlotuvalema, Sufik Maka, Sufik Nida. Vintim Samrena, Nida, where can you go with that? Already awesome. So you can't do that. The cave and the zeh or dam neither in came the varait meyer. That's the kasha. Onam gam zeh or the shabbat. This is also good. Af laman the matzah the sveik sveik and mitzapen. The chol shatzor tzor lachker miayin bo adam ain tzor liyos mitzapen. Once you have to find out from where it's coming from. Kamo b'drusa by the deen by tzeifus. You have the deen of drusa. You know the you have a chaya d'oretz is like a zeiv, a wolf gets into an eider of sheep, of stone, and it's a suffix, all, suffix lower, city, and you know, there's a whole situation in Gemara Kulin where there's noise by the animals that are being threatened by a wolf. Did it come in, and you don't know where to look? I mean, you have a 100 animals there. It's a suffix, drusha, whatever it is. But where you don't have any kulas, then we must know that the damaka motzi adam brings forth adam. Let's introduce another way. Most women, when we talk about normality, most women ain't a rayer adam b'shar tashmish. That doesn't happen. This is extraordinary. The yeshim in a cloud. I mean, let's say the Eino came. Didn't he the shas vesta or other rabbi raised nashim raised the shas vesta? The Eino vest gam chain Eino raised nashim. So I raised nashim yeshlem vest. So that's not an out. That's what he wants to say in that particular case. So this is part of the explanation and the discussion why they were trying to take this on the Ramon when he says the union here of Sveik Faker. Now, getting back, what?
The last statement of your Hashofan is no longer true.
Where was
it? I read nothing in my death.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if that's not true.
Yeah, well, that's changed. That could be. That's a union, what is mentioned, it's mentioned in the Shining, that such things can happen. There's such a thing as the Shinui Teva. The famous Tesis in Mayakota, Daf Yudala, Bomerala, where it talks about a strange type of the fish that is mentioned, that the moment it gets like decayed, that's when it's good to eat. So Bali Tesis say, we can't do that. So what's their answer? They make a starting statement. Nishtana HaTeva. There are certain things that things do change. So as a result of that, you can't rely on this particular principle. It's more that you can't say any particular way in that direction. You have to take it as a separate thing. Now, now let's go further. Let's go to Nun Ches there in the Orach HaShulchan. I want to finish that point. Then we'll come back to something there in the... And the Mephoshim of the Shulchan Aruch, the Negev to what we originally said, an introductory thing. The Don. Nunchet, what? Oh, you didn't go that far. Well, I'll read it all close there. The Don, upon deeming able, all this that we're discussing, Nisbaru Bereya Matmistashris. He's talking about a situation where it happened because of the physical act. Ubor Hadogar, the Ladin below the Matmistashris. Don't stop. There isn't this situation, which is a very difficult and unusual type of thing. Vaya Matmistashris. Elish Amy Asaila Ditorma Baila. There's a situation where a woman has this menstrual flow, and she can't make herself taller. Whenever she makes a bedika, there always seems to be dam around. Dam came, so why is that? So that's cause why today, one of the first things that we would say, go see your physician. See whether you have a problem. You have an internal problem. And I don't want to run ahead of it, but this is an important point. All the time they discuss over here, how does the woman know whether it's dam coming out and so forth? They're not consulting a rafer yet or anything else of that sort. But they're taking a step, one big leap beyond the type of rafing that they have are mentioned in the Gemara, and they are mentioned in the Gemara. And that's of days on the days in the Sefer Neder, they talk about a situation where a woman she was mafil, shumos some things that look like clumps, warts, the sinus and hairs, and they seem to be solid stuff and so forth. So they said they have a whole discussion. They went from one problem to the other, and then shalom aleichem. And the raisin said, tateru b'mayim, put it in water. If it disintegrates, then see it's done. If it doesn't disintegrate, it's not done. That's so we see there's a shayla of reliance on raisin in that particular text. So today, if a woman had that, we say, go see, any kind of a shayla neither has these problems. I said, you must check it out. And what the advantage of today is, that's already mentioned in Tshuvas of the Achrayim. If you look in the Darkei Tshuva, you'll see a yam, literally, of quotes of Shilas dealing with doctors trying to figure out certain strange situations that women have. But it says they had Kalim. The Darkei Tshuva lived just into the 20th century. The Mishnah Torah was the son. In fact, according to Maseir that I heard, that Hilchos Neder of the Darkei Tshuva was really put together by Reb Chaim Elazar Shapira Zal, the Munkat Shurav, the Minchas Elazar. Anyhow, he writes in there, from the bench of certain tshuvas, they say they had what they call Mutter Spiegel. In other words, they had an instrument, a clay habata, that they could see into the interior of the uterus and determine whether there's a maka there or not. And today, the same thing. I don't know exactly what they call it, but they have the instrumentation. I'm not talking even about x-rays. They talk about a visual thing that they can insert a mirror in such a way they can examine the entire inside and they can see whether there's a marker there or not. So that would clarify the whole situation. But here he's talking about they can't do that. They didn't do it. So what can be done? But she knows she has something wrong, probably through pain or some. In fact, there's a discussion also here in the Achrayim whether just a pain means that there's a maka. Who knows where the source of the pain is? Could be maybe something in the back, because the uterine cavity closes up to the back. It's also very important. When I used to give a few shiurim on Hilchos Neder, I always inserted, I had a diagram put inside these papers, taken from one of the sewing labs that shows you the anatomy so you get a picture of what is happening. If you don't know the diagram, what the way Chazal understood it, they have different names. They have something called the Cheder, they have the Lulim, they have the Mocker. So what are all of these particular things? So the Mocker, of course, is the uterine cavity. Have the rule are the fallopian tubes all the time. And they talk about the head is the place on top where there's the development of the of the egg and so forth before it comes down into the uterine area there to be later on to be fertilized. Anyhow, he says Yeshla Hayus Bedini Melin Yeshla Aza Maka Telam Baka Shalobashat Yeshla. The Aza Shame of Esad Gam came Talin Shishiyet Sophic. Heman Azadi, Heman Amokim. So the Rav Hashulchan says, Nir Aniyah Zaiti, my opinion is, that feel the Misha's favor, even the one that holds the Rei Machmas Tachi, they ain't listening on a Maka, you can't rely on a Maka Mahatir, Hatel Hatel Adam, he called Malkam, the Dika Kilatrei, with a, some sort of an inspection, which the Gemara does give an inspection by taking a certain hollow thin tube, or so forth, for feathers, and they put Much at the end of it, and when she inserts it, you can find out if there's dam at the very end of it on the Much, then you could say that it's not the Maka. But if it's on the sides of it, then it must be some sort of a Maka that is not from the actual the wall of the of the uterus. So he says this, Mekomach b'dika kilat fei, shame zekeriya mamash makhlet tashas. We need some Moshe, he's going to explain that further and so forth. Anyhow, so this is basically what is discussed there by the Orach HaShulchan. Now let's deal with something that is mentioned right here in your Yeredeus. You have the Kalish, which is very important of the Achrenim, right on the Daf, the Teres HaShlamim. The Teres HaShlamim is one of the Sforim of the Shlush Yaakov. It was one of the great Achrenim. You have the Chok Yaakov on Hilchos Pesach, which is printed, I mean, I always say that if it's printed inside the theme of a Shulchan Aruch on a Gilyon, it must be an important basic. They're not going to just take some, you know, lightweight, so to speak. So the Shlush Yaakov, who was in Metz, mostly, that's where his main shtetl was, one of the great Achrenim. So he has the Chok Yaakov there on Oruch Chaim and Hilchos Pesach, quoted constantly, and Teres HaShlamim is cited constantly on Hilchos Nida. So if you take a look here in the Teres HaShlamim on that seat from the Mechaber that says that there's Maka, the Eisem Malkam Teilem the Dam Makota, so he brings up a problem, a Shaila over here about the question of really knowing what's going on. If you take a look, Sif Kot Yud Zayin in the Teres HaShlamim. In Dam HaKosha Meshulam Izam Riyosha. It's talking about trying to understand the difference between the different types of Dam. You know, like we already mentioned that originally he said everybody could understand it. Then you have to have the Chochem. Or if you have the possibility of examining one to the other, you should don't go by Rei, just make the, you must actually be Mevara, what you have in front of you. So now he says, V'hainu dafka shenizbara shehu mishuna, ken kozav apaskin, v'hu v'bashash. The kozav b'tshuva semeth tzedek simen pei zayin, you should know all the time when he mentions the semeth tzedek, that's not the Chabad semeth tzedek. It's not the famous basic, the, of Mendel of Lubavitch of Chabad, who was a Goron Eilam, was a great Pesach. They lived in the 19th century. In fact, according to the Masoreh that the Orach HaShulchan had Shimush by in Hayora by the Semitic and so forth. Anyhow, he says that this is the earliest Semitic from 200 years earlier. Simon Pei Zion, the Torah Dikduk Godel, Vizkinos Mar Adam, Shetim Tzora Isha, Shetay Shova Kemar Adam Makosa. The Lo Kedam, Ziyas Nida. You have to be very, very careful to be able to distinguish the different types of blood. That we're not talking about, you know, today you have a laboratory, you can figure out what kind of dam this is, what it changes this. You have so many things that are exact in the different levels of what is produced. Av shekva yedua shehu mishuna. Even if the blood looks different, you have to be very careful. The nearer the ain't isha akmatei so mechas alata bezer lahaka adam la'arisei. In other words, he wants to say that a woman herself is not sufficiently knowledgeable to really to recognize that shehimin the makosha. Although the rush afshar rush kosha the chol adam yochel lahavkin seems as there, as he said, anybody could do it. So anybody could do it. A woman certainly. I mean, she has, I would say, more experience in dealing with dam issue than somebody else. The gamma ishan am on the flame because they're the easy about it. I saw this and I lost it. When she comes to her love and says, I saw something and I lost it, but it looks like this. And you're in principle, you're allowed to believe her. They call makam the high god in this case. Sheshlo makam the gufu, my guess is ke'ev. She feels a pain there. It's afal pi shelo taka yofa. She doesn't recognize it 100%. She gam zumi dam makosa. That this dam now, this charge is coming from here. Maybe it's coming from here. So what can happen, you can say, well, that must be the Dhammak. You know, it's a sort of a cursory, quick glance coming to such a conclusion. Lipa is the Dhammak Kosa. So where do we have this idea of the Dhammai? Where I think this is what I saw. I determine what I saw. I'm not, can't say I'm a totally 100% sure of Vadai, but I think, so this is what the Teres HaShlamim is bringing up, a case by Eguna, by someone who got lost at sea. And here is the case. You are the cause of our Rosh B'Yavamas, but Ra'eo Shanof L'Main Shein Amso. You saw, and now the qual is, if a man falls into the sea, he's traveling, falls into the sea, and it's a mind shame on soap, which means that like ocean, can't see the other side. So there's a chumra of chazal. It's a chumra. Al piyikra adin conceptually falls into a raging ocean, out at sea, in the middle of the ocean, or so that he's a goner. There are no ships around, nothing that we can see, but the chazal were machba because of the chumra of eishes ish. You're dealing here with a married man. And the consequences could be awful. If we're mata the woman on the basis of mind shame on soap just by falling in with them, with nothing else, and later on the man shows up. Why? Like the Gemara says, there dots his dominate. There was a floating board and he fell it. That's the famous Russia of Ner Shapiro said. How can you help save the Jewish people in the mind shame of dots? The Daf Yomi, that was his famous drasha about that. Anyhow, Daf is dominant. He came out on the other side. We have no way of knowing. And it could be, who knows where that is. It's a long distance. So we're machma on that. However, at the same time that the machma, the chamin were mekel. Because he can't leave a woman in a state of evil. So how are they mekel? So they said that they rely on even on an eight echot. Now, by Ishus, Al Pishnayim, Eid and Yochum Tov, you have to have two Eidim, Primata, Ishus, Ish. So, how was Eid Echo here good? So, they rely on the weakening of the Chazaka. The weakening of the Chazaka is that the Isha, not woman, if she's a responsible person, would not get married unless Daika Uminsula. She's going to examine the evidence, make sure that she does not end up with a case of Amzela. So, that weakens the Chazaka. And we say that the eight echod, therefore, would help in that particular case where normally eight echod would not help. So, putting this together, he says, a man saw, one eight saw somebody fall into the sea. Amos said, the cave in Shalei or eight, Haishin and Shemeh Bedonai. We're afraid that maybe the eight thinks he fell off. He doesn't know what. He fell overboard. He didn't fall. He thinks maybe he got one. Who knows what? That's what the Rosh says. I will be amish mashmur to rush with paragraph to make us, and neither did he ask for them amish. But the woman you can trust. You can trust the woman in examining these different discolorations between Dam Maka and Dam Nida. The Indian said, the Chay Mulva John came to the Asa Pasuk, a Pasuk who was a Shesha, but in the Zed. So all the Isha, when the men of Lemon Makri Yeshri, I adopt you, she Yodash. She knows that the Maka Mertia Dam. Although I'm in it, we don't say the Ashur Merit, although she says she Maka Mertia Dam, because Maka Mertia Dam is. because she says that these are dumb. She says the same thing like that. I think it's different. I think it's a different type of Adam. It's a Kevin Shesha Maka, a Vada, go Kai Shimon offer, Vidra Domai. And what about the case of mind, shame, and faith? Why is it different? So he makes a major difference. And the major difference goes to the core of the Nemonis of an Isha. And the whole Dina Nemonis of Eid Echot. Where's the whole Makar in Chazal, in the saying that Eid Echot is Nemon Bishuri? From an Isha Nida, from the Isha, the Zava, Sofera, she counts. The Pesach brings it, all the Rishayim at the beginning of the Sechta Gittin, bring down that the Mokka of Eid Echad, Nemen B'Yisurim, is where the Isha is Nemenish, is counting all these things. Nobody else knows about it, we still rely on today. Lisa said, listen, I'm Torah, I count it all, that's the principle. So under that Mokka, Kevin Shesh, and he says, say, the Gabi Aguna, shame on Sil Gabi Aguna, ain't Raya Klau. The shiny Rossum, because there is different. The time of the Eid Echon Mehaman, time Mishom Milsid Avida Legluya. That's because of Eider, or Mishom the Isha Daiko Minsuva. That's the case over there by Mayim Shame on Say. Of course, from the time of Chazal to later on, we have a lot of course about Mayim Shame on Say. Has a lot to do with the communication, even the time of Sam Sefer, when he's talking about a good postal system. If a man survived falling into the ocean, came out on shore, what's one of the things he's going to do? He'll go and go someplace and write a letter, and a reliable postal system will deliver the letter to his wife and so forth, so he can be makel. That's what I'm just giving an example. And of course, later on with our technical system today, you know, you could sneeze in Chicago and say Gesundheit in New York or some other place. That's how quick things work. So that makes a difference. But he's saying that's why you have to try to find that cooler. Although the lab hockey, vade the lawyer man and eight echo me the reiser, now come hate the equal of Mamer, be the domai, lo mehemele. He's not the lead. But by Isha, then a man is leading in Zemi the reiser. She is the lead Midaraisa when she says counts and she's when she is a Midah, when she's not. Why? You see, the Sofra law, he Atman and Manas Bechol Igin. That's what, so in other words, this is sort of a lumbus that he's bringing in, the Torah Tashlomim, to not to say that the woman has more than Manas in such a situation of Midah than an Eid Echol would be in that particular circumstance. But nevertheless, he leaves it. He says he's a Torahian, and he brings in another case there, which we're not going into. But that's a very important consideration when he's talking about the Nemonis of the Isha. Now let's deal with one other thing in the few minutes that is left here. What I mentioned at the outset, how do we deal with the Nemonis of raping of doctors? Okay, which is a shaila, as I said before, in many areas of halacha. Just for example, you have, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you have with raping. You have a whole sugya about between the chayla and the raping. And so many times you believe the chayla, leiv yodea moritz nafshei. He knows better. You know, Yiddish used to say, flechted the raifa, flechted the chayla. That's the chayla how he feels. He knows better. Nobody can conceive of what going on really with the chayla. So they're all different situations. And not only that is in the shading, in machlekes, especially by Yom Kippur, that an akum, a goy, but if he's a bigger mumcha in medicine, especially the Ramban, toxins that way, you follow the biggest mumcha, regardless of whether he's Jewish or not. That you go to the mumcha. And that's the daily toxins that way in many particular cases. In fact, I was once told a case of years ago where a Chaim Brisker was on Dasha, was at a summer place near Varsha, the famous area in a forest near there where all the Rabbonim used to go to the pine woods, and it happened there that someone became very ill with some sort of a respiratory thing. And there were some Jewish doctors there, and there was Jewish doctors also. So the Jewish doctor, it was Shabbos. He just taken the Mechal of Shabbos to take him. So they said, you can wait till afterwards. The Goyish doctor, who was a bigger mumcha, was known as a bigger expert in that situation, said, no, you have to take him immediately. His life is in danger. So the Chaim at that time, Paskin, that they should take him to the hospital because he relied on the Rabban. In other words, there's a question of this expertise. Now, where does it play a role here by the dean of Nida? So who makes mention of it? It's quoted. You have in the Berhetus quotes that. Papers here. Berhetus quotes this. What mentions here about the Leifing? Right before that. So, here it is. Now, if you take a look there in the Berhetus, that's in Simon, in the Berhetus Simon Yudzayin. It's right under where there's that extensive Ramah. So let's go down where it says Isha. She Yeshua. That's it, Kavua. When it's Chadash Lo Mikra Lo, something bad happens, and although she has a normal flow, whatever it is, Shereya Dam Deo Shticha, suddenly she's gushing forth blood. There. Eze Yamim Acha Tvilasa, even after her Tvila, Vareifim. Now here he brings in doctors. Who are these doctors? Vareifim Eze Kachavim Eimim Shabola Mikaev Vareim. There's some pain, her aim merely means in the uterine cavity. There's some sort of a pain there. Yes, lishmach ala reifing shalo b'shad vesta. You can rely on the reifing shalo b'shad vesta, that this is a makah. That's what he says. And he doesn't say anything how they examine it. They're relying on their particular chachma. The aim, but the Berhetus says, the aim lishmach al zeh atiyatkin od echad mi bali haro la maisa. That there has to be a big Talmud Chacham, Balaor will agree to that particular situation. That who brings this? Chulis Shvus Yankov Shela Samachay. And then he brings other Chulis that Ayan, in fact, this is a place where if you were to look in the Pisei Chuva, he brings maybe more than a dozen Achrenim that dealing when to be Samech on raping or not. And here he only quotes, Chulis Pnei Yeshua Simen Lama Beis Lama Zalat Shapotik Gamkein Al Tiyetubem Yisamchinen Al Reifin Umuteres. He's saying Umuteres Labayla. She would be Mutter Labayla if they would say that. And there's a long discussion here in the Pishrei Tshuva, which is Kedai to look at. Not that you have to get every sefer that they quote over there. You have to have a go into a library to look at it all, but you just the opening there in Seat Cotton Lama in the Pisei Tshuva says that he refers to the Hasis, Masha Kosvin, and Lishmach Ala Raping, Vladivu Mezeh, and he quotes Shilas and Tshuva's Harmony, a lot of them. One of the most significant Shilas is the one that he quotes on the Sam Sefer. The Sam Sefer, which I have underlined, it's good to look in the Pneem of the Sam Sefer. He has it in several Tshuva's, in the Chutzun Ches, Ayin Gimel, Ayin A, Ayin Vav. He says, the Sam Sefer says, makes a chilik when you believe the raping. He says, the raping, at least the way he understood it, is they have general knowledge about medicine and all that. That things, that according to Teva, this is the way things should be. But if they have to postulate on a particular case that uses a language, they're al goof, you do it while you're saying it, they're al goof, you do it. In other words, here's what he says. He quotes the Kitzer from the Sam Sefer. Some have a lot of Achrenim later quotes Sam Sefer. The Lo Heminu Le Reifim Al Guf Yudua Leme Guf Zeh Mapil Shumas Vesaros. That this body, this woman, is Mapil these different things. He ain't raping their money Al Guf Yudua Chus Leinian except by Tzkuach Nefesh. If you're dealing with Tzkuach Nefesh, then that's a different story. Yeah, well, this is what he's saying, but I mean, we don't carry that through all the way. Now, later I'll just pinpoint a quick tshuva from Rav Kook Zal, where this case is very well, this type of concept of where you believe Leifim as opposed to what Chazal might have said is extremely important. But the Tam Sefer's language is Chus Reinyim Tkuach Nefesh La'atah Shei Sotik Tzul HaNefesh. That's Zeyfe Yisim is Seker. Avol La'seisam Vadai Lo. It's not a Vadai. In other words, what the doctors say is not a Vadai. It's not absolutely. Ach Heminu Chazal B'klau HaTeva Lo'o'eshi Yesh Metzias V'yelun Shetapol Isha Shumi V'tayla Kevin Shezehu B'metzias. This is a Metzias. So if it's established that a Metzias, then you could believe them because we can understand how the Metzias works. So forth. That's the concept. But the statement of a physician is not considered what he says is Vadai. Actually, who carries it to a very interesting degree in a Hezber? You have a major Shaila that we always have to be on watch of the case by Mila, the Dean of Matisse. Now, there are three aspects of Mila. Two are actual Geraisa, where you have Mila Ufriya. But Matisse, the Chazal say clearly, Lohan Shabbat, it's because of Sakana. He says, I umnum Galol Mate is Mavilele. If a Moyo doesn't do Matisse, I'm not going to do how the Matisse was done, but Pashtus is where the Rambam says Matisse is there, he says, you get rid of that Moyo. He's not doing because it's a Sakana. It's a medical thing. So, Rav Kook and his Shuvas, I'm just referring to, if you're interested, look it up in the library, and his Shuvas Dar Tan, he was asked about the whole style of Matisse. People raised questions about, you know, what happened in certain places in Europe, let's say the Moyo had an infection of the mouth or something like that. He was sick, and that was communicated, unfortunately, to a child. I mean, these are way out of the way cases. But otherwise, so shall we be misolic the whole Indian of Mesitza or not? So Rav Kook defends, in the strongest terms possible, the Kiyam of the Dean of Mesitza. So he talks about the position of raping, or so forth. Even if raping, then this is what he says, even if raping, not talking about infection, even if raping will come and say that Matisse is irrelevant, he says the Chazal is a Vadai as compared to the raping. That's an important point. He makes a very, ways Mosberg, very clear language. And he says, he backs it up by saying, look, he says, that there are Shahari, he says very simple, that very, he says, Shahari Baruch Hashem, says Hashem, Yaldei Shleimei Amuni Yisrael is a bubble. Of that, the Kain Hirbu, Shemekayim Behem, Metzitza Shleimim, the Kayoni Main Teal of Yosem Yisrael. I mean, there's a thing, just later on, this Shaila has come up here in the general Chicago area, there was a little tumult recently, which the Mayalim and Rabbonim were mobilized, and we had the assistance of actually one of the most prominent doctors as an expert on infectious diseases. And he says you have more chance of getting harm crossing the street in Skokie than the teeth of a pet. That's what this doctor quoted. I'm just giving an example, because when Chazal say things in these areas, it's Vadai, and the raping are going to try change because medicine always is changing, whatever it is. Of course, where there's a definite shot, when I'm talking about that, and that has happened, there are a lot of stories about it, where one was really infected, shouldn't do it. Rav Kook, at the end, gives an ace of the seat to prepare through a tube, if they want to. Not that he likes it, but at least that would be a key of the principle of the seat to through a tube. That's what we're doing. What? The Shire, that's the Shire's and Shuvah's Das Kain Kuf Mem. It's entitled the Inyan HaMetzitza, the whole Arichas, in this whole discussion, but it has a lot to do with this Inyan of the Monotheism. So I'm going to stop over here, and hopefully, whatever subject that will be presented to me, try to
put it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust the the Alpha Pun is said it should be right. That's what some say is right.
Yeah.
But maybe it can create a lot of life that comes up out of that view. He has the Levire, he should be Levire.
Yeah.
And if he can't be Levire, you can trust it. Just like we just had before.
Right.
That if you can, if you have the two bloods in front of you and you can see the colors of the things, then you can't be silent on that. But if you don't have it, there's no way to determine that.
Right.
But you can be silent on that in the market.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just, maybe, and if that's the case, if you can use that over here, there's no lies and make them more.
So maybe the
more is the thing, it's the easy way to be Levire. So then, even though the
well, that's a general rule, always to say Nevada. There's another important thing that is mentioned by the Masham, and even the Sam Sefer too, but the Masham, he mentions this in his in the Dodd's Taylor, and it was Tetris, and Simon Tufnun Aleph, where he's talking about if there is a Matzius that seems to override something of Chazal, we have to deal with it. We can't ignore it. Right? He uses that one of the examples is used by Hagolah. Hagolah's Kalim. Hagolah's Kalim, you have to have hot water. What happens if you have live steam? Live steam, which is scalding, the temperature is greater than any Hagolah, boiled water. So he says you can't EF Shalahashi to the Matthias. However, he does not want to go against the principle of Hagolah that has to be done with water. So he says if you use steam, put some water in the kalim that you're going to be, that you're going to
the
what?
Don't boil the water.
Yeah, yeah, bet. And, but use a lot of steam. So he makes that compromise. But is there a klali, epsilon, he quotes a Shulah Sam Sefer about certain things, about, that you can't, if you see there's a Matthias, you can't. You have to find a way, how to explain the Matthias within the principles of Chazal. All right? Stop here.
Rabbi Schwartz
has left the conference. Yeah, right. They're really.